USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine is reportedly asking the United States for $2 billion per month in emergency economic aid. Ukraine's finance minister telling the Washington Post that his country needs $5 billion a month in international aid, including $2 billion from the United States. This as Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer tells NBC News that the U.S. aid to the Ukrainians is having an impact.
I would point to the last 2 weeks and really the last 10 days when the United States has announced $1.6 billion in additional security assistance that is having a significant effect on the ground in terms of enabling Ukraine to continue to hold off and push back Russian forces.
Elon Musk appears to be on the verge of buying Twitter, and he says he wants his harshest critics to stay on the platform. Musk explaining his reasoning in a tweet, saying that is what free speech means. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
China is pulling out all the stops in an effort to revitalize its economy. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
China has announced it's bringing back coal-fired power plants as the ruling Communist Party tries to revive a struggling economy. Official plans call for boosting coal production capacity by 300 million tons this year. That's equal to 7% of last year's output of 4.1 billion tons, which is an increase of nearly 6% over 2020.
Attorneys for the family of Tyree Sampson say they're filing a wrongful death lawsuit in connection to the death of their son at a Florida amusement park. The teen fell to his death from an Icon Park freefall ride in Orlando about a month ago. State investigators previously concluded that manual adjustments made to two seats on the ride led to the 14-year-old's death. The boy also exceeded the weight limit for the ride as well. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Youth leagues across America are facing shortages of umpires and referees as warm weather settles in. As older and experienced referees retire, coaches say there are fewer people willing to step up to the plate and help. While most umpires are paid per game, hours are limited and there can be costs for equipment. The cost of travel is also an obstacle as gas prices continue to rise.
Every year, about half of our referees that we actually certify that year will actually quit by the end of the season.
Jennifer Pfeiffer, executive director for the Alabama Soccer Association, that audio courtesy of CBS 42 in Birmingham. Pfeiffer continues by saying adjustments are being made across the state when it comes to tournaments.
We just had a huge tournament in Alabama and Birmingham. They had 178 teams. Well, normally in some of the age groups, we have three referees, but we only used one referee per field.
General Motors says it'll produce an electrified Chevy Corvette next year. GM President Mark Royce also stating an all-electric version was also in the automaker's future. Talk of an electric version of the iconic sports car is nothing new, as President Biden mentioned he had dibs to drive the first one back in 2021. The world's oldest person has died at the age of 119. Kane Tatanka passed away on April 19th in Japan. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.